Blog Talk Radio.
Church, and we are the church together. It's so good to be together again on this first Sunday in October 2022. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's good to see all of you on the line this morning. Praise the Lord. So good to see you. Amen. We're going to have Pastor Mom to greet us and open us up in a word of prayer. Good morning, Pastor Mom.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us.
And forgive us.
Our trespasses,
as we forgive us
those who trespass against us, and lead us not,
and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And thine is the kingdom,
yes,
and power and glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow
of our hands.
Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 We praise God. Well, Pastor Mom, sound like you got some strength this morning. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to our scripture, Psalm 95.
All right.
Verses 1 through 6. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. We're going to read that together, and then we're going to go to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Let's read. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with song. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. His are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hill is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Okay, let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. So, you know, the Lord has been talking to us about knowing more, and he's given us a charge and a challenge to know more about his character and his nature. Hallelujah. And I want to say as I go on, Minister Rachel and family, get ready. You're about to sing in just a few moments. So, Minister Rachel and family, I know you be multitasking, but Minister Rachel and family, get ready. You're about to sing in just a few minutes. Praise God. So, God has given us a charge and a challenge to know more about his nature, his character, his name. And so what we are doing or what he has done is he's given us one part of his character, nature, name. Sometimes it's all mixed together. And he has given that to us each month, and that has been awesome. Hallelujah. I think the end of the year we'll go through the months and do those in review. Hallelujah. So this morning, let's look at Romans 15 and 13. Romans 15 and verse 13. Romans 15 and verse 13, and this month is hope. Hallelujah. This month is hope. So we want to see his character and his nature and learn more about him in hope. Hallelujah. Amen. So thank you, Lord. Amen. I might change that scripture. Amen. May change that scripture. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. One more moment here. Thank you, Lord. Your mercy endures forever. Okay, this is the one I wanted. 1 Timothy 1 and verse 1. Okay, so we're talking about the Lord being our hope. 1 Timothy 1 and verse 1 says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. Amen. And some just said they leave the word which out. They say, the Lord Jesus Christ, comma, is our hope. Hallelujah. Or the Lord Jesus Christ, comma, our hope. And, you know, when somebody is usually, you know, in English, when you're reading something, then you you say somebody's name, they, you know, you say their name, comma, the CFO of the company or something like that. And so here it is, the Lord Jesus Christ, comma, our hope. So, and really is our hope. And we know that our hope is Jesus Christ. He himself is our hope. And our hope has a name. Glory to God. His name is Jesus. Amen. So the Lord gave me this beautiful song some years ago. And the minister Rachel and her family learned the song, and they've been singing it, and they've kind of made that song their own. So, Minister Rachel, you and your family ready to sing it for us?
Yes, we're ready.
Yes. All right. Go right ahead. My hope has a name. His name is Jesus.
His name is Jesus. My hope has a name. In the name of the Lord, I say my hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen. Good job. Praise the Lord. Thank y'all so much. Hallelujah.
We amen. Love y'all. God bless you, Pastor Marla, all our God family and Jesus. We love y'all. Stay strong.
Bless
you. Lord. God bless our folks.
Amen. Love all of you too. Amen. Amen. So my hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 1 and verse 1 lets us know that the Lord Jesus Christ is our hope. Hallelujah. And that's our pearls to ponder today. And what we do with the pearls to ponder is that you just take that word and you think about it. Your hope has a name. Your hope is not how much is in your bank account. Your hope is not how many people like you or befriend you on Facebook. Your hope is not what the doctor says or what the doctor does not say. Our hope is not in any of that. Our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, he is our hope. Our hope has a name. Amen. So we're not just wishing things will change and things like that. But we are looking to God. We're looking to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our hope. Amen. Amen. And I hope you make that song your own too. My hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Amen. Amen. So, and that's our pearl to ponder for today. Glory to God. So today, once again, is the first Sunday in October. We already have two who have pressed their number one key, who's ready to bring the word today. We'd like more to press your number one key, get in the queue, and you can bring a word today. Even if you didn't even know we were going to do this today, if you have a devotional that you read last week that just blessed you, we want to hear it. You have 5 minutes to read. Amen. If you read a scripture this past week and it blessed you, share that scripture with us. Amen. If you're ready to preach, you can bring a scripture, a topic, and you have 5 minutes to preach. Praise God, or to expound on the word. Glory to God. And we do this because we know that we're not the only ones, me and Pastor Mom and the other speakers that come on, we're not the only one with the word. God has a word in you. And we're giving you an opportunity by the Spirit of the Lord to share that word, amen, with us and with those who will listen to this broadcast in the future. Glory to God. Also, this is Communion Sunday, so hopefully you get your communion elements, your bread, your crack, your juice. Don't have juice, it's okay. Bring water. Jesus turned the water into wine. Amen. So get that ready, because pretty soon we'll be there, you know, during the service. And also while I'm here and talking as we go on, this is, at first I said Pastor Appreciation Month, but it's really Clergy Appreciation Month. And we want to appreciate each and every person who is with us. And I'll tell you, you may not have a minister, the title minister in front of your name. You may not have been licensed and are ordained, but we still want to honor you because you are a minister of reconciliation, and that's what the Bible says. So we want to honor you. If you're here on this line and you've been hanging with us all this time, there is ministry in you. I'm telling you that right now. I know there's ministry. So what we're going to do, we're giving you a heads up, we're giving you a heads up that we're going to begin to honor those who we're going to be honoring clergy. Amen. And so we will choose some people. Maybe we'll let you know in advance. Maybe we won't. But we'll choose some people. And what we like to do is to just say, give everybody on the line an opportunity to say how that person has blessed them in their ministry, amen, in doing what God has had them doing and how they've been blessed through that person. And then, but first we want to have that person to say something that God has used them to minister in the, you know, that really stands out to them, how God has used you to minister. And I think about Sister Debbie. She doesn't have a title in front of her name as minister yet. I'm going to say it like that, yet. But she ministers where she works. You know, she ministers to the people there. You know, the her coworkers. She ministers to the patients there. And so, you know, we don't want to leave anyone out because we are all ministers of reconciliation. Okay? So we're going to really start with that on next Sunday. And I'll tell you, the first one is going to be is Pastor Mom. I'm just going to tell you that right now. So we want to honor Pastor Mom, and we'll start with that on next week. Amen. So we still have 4 weeks to do that. Hallelujah, because there's 5 Sundays in October. Amen. So get yourself prepared to minister. I mean, to honor someone in ministry and be ready, be prepared to say at least one thing. I know a lot of us, we got a lot of things we can say, but at least one thing that we can say that God used us in ministry. Amen. So I hope you understand that. And if you have any questions, text me and let me know. Amen. Okay. So let's go with our declarations. I see some more have pressed their number one key and got in the queue. Amen. So I'm encouraging you, you know, everyone who's on the line, get in the queue and share what God, you know, share with us. Praise God. A word from the Lord, even if you read the 23rd Psalm, even if you say, be our Father who art in heaven. Share with us today. Praise God. This is an opportunity, and I'm going to get off of this, but this is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to bless the Lord. the one that you love so much. Amen. Hallelujah. So thank you all. Anyone else, press your number one key, get in the queue, and when we get to that point, then we will open up the line for you to share with us today. Hallelujah. And I keep saying I'm going, but in other churches, I mean, they've been wanting to do something like this for years. And they, you know, people never get to minister at their church. And here you are. You get an opportunity. So I just thank God that each and every one of you will use that opportunity to minister to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go on to our declarations today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Our declarations for today. Amen. I'm checking to see if I'm leaving anything out, but I think I got it. Okay. Declarations today. The Word of God says in Job 22 and 28, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. That's Job 22 and verse 28. And Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen. So all of these declarations are based on the word of God, and I'm going to read what those scriptures are after we say the declarations. And these are some good declarations. Amen. So repeat after me. I come in the name of the resurrected Jesus. Whose I am. And whom I serve. That at the name of Jesus. Every knee should bow. Of things in heaven. And things in the earth. And things under the earth. And every tongue
shall confess
that Jesus Christ
is Lord.
That's Philippians 2 verses 10 through 11 and Psalm 82 verses 1 through 8. Continue to repeat.
And enforce
God's original plan
and purposes
over and against
the plans and purposes
of the enemy. That's Daniel 6 verses 1 through 28. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I decree and declare
that in this battle
no internal or external
weapon
be it emotional, financial,
social,
physical, psychological,
interpersonal,
spiritual,
or organizational,
formed against me,
shall prosper.
That's 1 Samuel 17, verse 47, Isaiah 54 and 17, Jeremiah 51 and verse 20, John 14 and verse 30, 2 Corinthians 7 and verse 5, Ephesians 4 and verse 27. That declaration is chock full of the word. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. That word shall stand. And the last one, repeat after me, please.
Christ has redeemed me.
From the curse
from the text
of the law.
Of the law.
Therefore.
Therefore.
I forbid.
I forbid.
Any sickness.
Any sickness.
Or disease.
Or disease.
To come.
To come.
Upon my body.
Upon my body.
Every disease.
Every disease.
Germ.
Germ.
Allergy.
Allergy.
Allergic reaction.
Allergic reaction.
And every virus.
And every virus.
That touches my body.
My body.
Dies instantly. In the name of Jesus. Every organ.
Every organ.
And every tissue.
And every tissue.
Of my body.
Of my body.
Function.
Function.
In the perfection.
In the perfection.
That God created it.
That God created.
To function.
To function.
And I forbid.
And I forbid.
Any malfunction.
Any malfunction.
In my body.
In my body.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Mom. Good job. And thank you all. I could just about hear all of y'all just fully engaged. Amen. Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Amen. I was speaking to a friend of mine who says, you know, the declarations with us, and one day she was like, you know, I didn't say it this before. I've said it before. And the Lord said, well, just go ahead and say it again. And she was just obedient to what God said to her. And do you know that was the time that she went through some serious deliverance with the Lord. Amen. Some things that were in there before, just for years, and she didn't really realize that it was still just hanging around. And because she made that declaration, even though she had said it before, when she said it this time, it just went all down in her spirit, and there was such a wonderful deliverance on the inside of her. So we thank God for what he's doing, and he's doing it his way, and we're glad about it. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I always say to you, if you have any testimonies, you can also give a testimony today. Praise God. This is the time that you can do that. So when we get ready to do our tag team, have our tag team time, you can, say, even if you have a word and you have a testimony, if you go into the testimony along with the word, we'll give you a little more time on that. So, but please, please, please share your testimony. And you know, last week we had talked about miracles. You know, this week would be the week of miracles, and I don't believe that it'll stop this week. Hallelujah. Because every week is a this week. Hallelujah. So just be ready for God to do miracles. And I'll just tell you a little bit, you know, what he did. And then he told me to say this, that miracles have happened to us. And sometimes they happen so fast that we don't realize. It was like, you know, kind of make your head swim, like, oh, was that a miracle? You know? So I ask the Lord to bring it back to you. So, when we open up your line to that you can talk about a miracle that God has shown you this week. And, I want to say I just got so blessed by the Lord. I was out on Wednesday and just out and about. I had time that day. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't have to rush. And so the Lord was like, you know, many years ago, he said, you know, let's be like a butterfly and just flit around today. And I was like, okay, Lord, we'll be like a butterfly. So basically that was what Wednesday was. And because I was kind of flitting around with the Lord, following his leading, the beautiful long story short, maybe I'll tell a longer story later, but two young ladies got saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And actually, I believe that they were both LGBTQ, you know, in that area. And they had run away from the things of God. And that day, they felt the love of God and received him. They felt like he would receive them as they were, you know. And I let them know that basically, I'll paraphrase, basically God loves you just the way you are, and he loves you enough not to leave you this way. So, I just really thank God for that. And that was a miracle, because they had run away from church before and had made a decision that they weren't going to go back to it, because they didn't want people talking about them really bad, so or treating them a certain kind of way. So, you know, we thank God for the miracle. And I would say great and small. They may look small, but they're all great. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. As I said earlier, get ready for communion. Get ready for communion. Have your elements out. Hallelujah. And get ready for communion. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's hear Cece whining. And then as we take our communion, I'm going to see if I can play this new song that we heard, you know, where he sings about sweet communion and fellowship. So we'll play that as we're going through communion, as we're taking our communion. But let's start here with Cece Winans, the communion song, "The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power." Thank you, Jesus.
The blood that Jesus shed for me, way
Hallelujah. His blood, never, his blood will never lose its power. Hallelujah. Amen. It has been over 2,000 years, and his blood still has not lost its power. Praise God. I just thought of something that a minister, I think it was Reinhard Bonnke, he was ministering, and he says an atheist came to him and said, well, he said he didn't think that the blood of Jesus was working because the blood of Jesus, because people are still evil and things are still going on. You know, people are killing people and things like that. And so this is what the Lord gave to Reinhard Bonnke about the blood. He said, now, there's soap in the world. You agree on that? He said, yes. He said, you use soap to wash and to clean yourself. And the man said, yes, yes, you use soap to wash and clean yourself. He said, and yet there are many dirty people still in this world. He said, yeah, that's true. And he said, well, just like soap, the blood must be applied to work. Amen. Hallelujah. And so today we are reminded to apply the blood of Jesus. We're reminded to plead the blood of Jesus over our situations, over our circumstances, because the blood of Jesus has never lost its power. We may not understand it, just like we don't understand how a light bulb works and how electricity comes into our house. We don't understand it all, but we use it and we apply it. Amen. And that's what he wants us to do with the blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So we're going to have Pastor Mom to begin reading 1 Corinthians 11, starting in verse 23. 1 Corinthians 11. Starting in verse 23. So make sure you got your communion elements. We want to do this together. I can't see you. You can't see me. But we are the church together.
Yes.
Amen. And we'll take communion together today in unity.
Yes.
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
For I have received of the Lord that which also,
I deliver unto you,
which
that the Lord Jesus, the same night, in which
he was betrayed,
took bread. And when he had given thanks,
he broke it
and said, Take, eat.
This is my body.
Which is broken
for you.
This do.
In remembrance of me.
After the same manner.
Also.
He took the cup. When he had supped.
Saying.
This cup.
Is the New Testament.
In my blood.
This do you.
As often.
As you drink it.
In remembrance of me. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. And we're going to go on from 1 Corinthians 11, verse 26. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye show the Lord's death till he comes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. So whoever shall eat this bread
and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we should judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye may come not together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come. Hallelujah. And every time I read together, I think, I am the church, you are the church. We are the church together, and we are here together. Amen. In his name, hallelujah. And when he comes back to get us, he's going to get us all together.
Yeah.
He's not just going to get you.
Ooh.
He's not just going to come back for me, but he's going to come back for us together. Hallelujah. His presence is here today. Amen. I do believe, I know his presence is here. And I pray even right now that you are perceiving his presence even greater than me perceiving his presence right now. So let us pray. Father God, we bless you. We thank you, Lord God. We come to you. Hallelujah. In your name, we come to you in unity, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We come to you today to break bread. Hallelujah. Doing this in remembrance. And showing the Lord's death, showing your death until you come, Lord. And we say, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We don't know exactly when you're going to come, but until you come, we're going to love on you. Until you come, we're just going to praise you and worship you. Until you come, we're going to keep taking communion in remembrance of you, taking your body and your blood. We're going to keep doing it in remembrance of you. We're going to keep examining ourselves, Lord God, so that as we take the communion, Lord God, we don't take damnation to ourselves, Lord, but we commune and have sweet communion with you, Lord. And we just thank you and praise you, Lord God. And right now, we're going to take a moment to examine ourselves. And Lord God, we know that your word says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So, Lord God, we know that we have fallen short in something, something we said, something we didn't say, something we did, something we didn't do, Lord God, that we have fallen short of the glory of God. And so we ask for forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. And you have made a way by your blood to forgive us. Hallelujah. And you said if we came and confessed our sins, that you would be faithful and just and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that's in 1 John 1:9. And we thank you for doing that right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that as we go into this communion, we come into this sweet communion clean by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony. And now, Lord God, it says that many are sickly among you and many sleep. And so we pray for those who have any ailments right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm perceiving headaches right now. We lift up that headache, whether it's because of sinus, because of any kind of allergy or anything. We plead the blood of Jesus over headaches right now in the name of Jesus, whether it's emotional, an emotional headache, whatever it is, and all that it stands for. We thank you, Lord, your blood can reach it and heal it. If even if it's a generational migraine thing trying to go on, spirit trying to go on, we plead the blood of Jesus over it now, and we render that headache and all that it stands for null and void and tell and charge and command it never to return in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And if it's going through the generations, it must leave now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we thank you for peace, hallelujah, all in the head area in the name of Jesus and all over the body from the soles of your crown of your head in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you are a mighty big God. You're almighty God. You don't miss anything. So you see any kind of ailments that's going on and you're healing right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we bless you for it. We honor you for it, and we adore you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to start with the body of Christ. So take your bread or your cracker and put it in your hand, and we'll all take it together. Lord, we just thank you for your body that was broken for us. Hallelujah. We will take it now and eat it in remembrance of you. In Jesus' name.
Communion, sweet communion.
Amen. And now we will take, hallelujah, we'll take the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, your juice, amen, or your water, whatever you have. Lord, we thank you right now for your blood that was shed for us. And as we take this together, we partake of the healing, cleansing, purging blood of Jesus, remembering all that you did for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's take it together now. Thank you, Lord God, for this time of sweet communion. It was only a moment, but it's still a wonderful moment in your very presence, communing with you together. Hallelujah. All over the country in the different places where we are, we just thank you, Lord God, right now in Jesus' name. Thank you. We receive your healing. We receive your presence. We receive all that you have for us. And then we use it for your use and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your healing touch. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I just hear the Lord say that there is some deliverance that took place today, that some of you have been going through something, and in this season, as we get closer to the end of October, that people celebrate evil things around this time that tries to rub off on the saints in some way or affect the saints in some way. And the Lord says, you are delivered from that in the name of Jesus. There are words that have been said, things that have been spoken into the atmosphere. Hallelujah. And what I see in the spirit, the Lord said, is you are covered in Holy Ghost Teflon in the name of Jesus, that those words that have been wagered out into the atmosphere, as they try to come to you, slide off. Hallelujah. Because they have no right. They have no authority. They have no permission on you as a child of God. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord God, for your covering in the name of Jesus. And I even hear, Pastor Price, the canopy of his glory is around his people. Hallelujah. And this is a time where we continue to pray for those who don't know any better. And we continue to forgive them because, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Hallelujah. And there was a time where maybe some of you didn't know. And I know there was a time I didn't know, and I've repented for that. Yeah, I dressed my daughter out and took her out. She didn't want to go. And I took her out, you know, many, many years ago, and have since repented, you know, for doing that. And so we thank God for this word that he's given to us. He's given us Holy Ghost Teflon. Amen. And that we will not be affected by what's going on during this time. Hallelujah. Amen. Or any other time where the enemy is trying to wager out things. And sometimes it's so subtle, we don't understand why we're frustrated or feel a certain kind of way. We know it's not really us. We don't know how to shake it off. But the Lord said, it has been shaken off today. And his shield and his buckler is all around and about us. And in the 21st century, we might say Holy Ghost Teflon. But in the Bible, his shield and his buckler covering us. Amen. Even the rear guard, hallelujah, has covered us in the name of Jesus against any kind of the enemy's backstabbing spirit. And so we give God the praise and the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. We want to go into our finances. God is doing something in our finances. He's blessing us. We talked last week about how student loans are being forgiven. Amen. Hallelujah. We talked with Minister Mary, shared with us last week on how the Lord had taken student loans down from her children. One was, I think she said $54,000, something like that, and the other one was $20,000. Glory be to God. It is happening right now. Amen. We have even heard of people whose mortgages were brought down, hundreds of thousands, but tens of thousands of dollars. So God is doing it, and it's just, important for us to be at the right place at the right time with the Lord. And what I'm talking about is our tithes and offerings. A tithe is 10% of whatever you get in. If your paycheck is $100, a tithe is $10. Amen. Move that decimal point over once. If your check is $500, then you give $50, or whatever money comes to you, you give 10% of that to the Lord. Now, he's saying, try me on it, test me on it, and see, won't I open up the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings that would be too much for you to receive. Hallelujah. Amen. The real word of God. Hallelujah. So that's what he does, and he does it well. And he's been doing it for many, many years. And he didn't say, you better go ahead and do this. He said, well, try me on it. Come on, baby, just try me on this. Just test me on it. I'm trying to get something to you. So, you know, just try me on it. And watch and see, won't I bless you? Amen. This is in Malachi, the third chapter. And he said, you know, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings, there shall not be room enough to receive it. Hallelujah. Malachi 3:10. It goes on in Malachi 3:11. It says, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before time in the field, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, there's so much I could say about that, but I'm going to go on right now. We want to get to our sermons today. But, yeah, he not only pours out from the windows of heaven, but he makes sure it doesn't get stolen. It doesn't get taken away. Amen. Doesn't get stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. He makes sure of that. Amen. Let's say our prayer for finances together. Repeat after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them. And use them.
For your purpose.
Help me.
To remember.
That all I have.
Belongs to you.
And to be grateful for it. Amen. Be grateful for it. May I always.
Be paid well.
For the work I do. And may my money.
Not be stolen.
Lost.
Devoured.
Destroyed.
Or wasted.
Multiply it. So what I have.
And what I make.
Will go a long way.
I pray.
That I will not
be anxious
about finances.
But will seek
Your kingdom first.
Knowing
that as I do,
I will have all I need.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he wants us to have, what he has. And he can't get it to us unless we tithe, unless we give offerings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way he can open up the windows of heaven and give it to us. Glory to God. So there are three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And we have a Cash App, and it's $ESLCCC. That's $ESL. If you're here in the Heritage House, you can give at the door, and that's 2E. You can also mail your check and make it payable to ESLCCC, and that's 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri. Amen. And, I was talking to someone who was saying that, that his church was not, he was a pastor. He said his church was not helping him financially. And I just kind of went, wow, I don't even think in those terms. The way that I think is, as a pastor, as an apostolic pastor of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, it's what the Lord would have me to do is to help you and myself, to help all of us to be in the right position to receive the windows of heaven, hallelujah, what's coming through the windows of heaven, and to receive that the blessings that God would send to us. Amen. And so there, what I'm sure other people know this, but what the Lord said to me is there are vertical blessings and there are horizontal blessings, and that's how the cross looks. The cross is vertical, has a vertical bar, and then it has a horizontal. Amen. So vertically, the Lord is saying, you give that tithe, I'm going to pour vertically out of the windows of heaven. Is this going to come down to you like that? That's what I want you to have. And then I'm going to rebuke the devourer for your sake so your money won't get messed with. And then horizontally, when you give, it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. So there's a way that God wants. He wants it to come down from heaven to you, to us, and then he wants men to give unto our bosoms, and that horizontally. Amen. So he just say, just be ready. So I can just give it to you any kind of way I want to. Glory to God. So we thank you, Lord God, for those vertical blessings from you, from the windows of heaven that's pouring out over us right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When you do that vertical blessing, it may come from the government. Hallelujah. It may come from somewhere around the world. We don't even know the people. Praise God. But you're going to make sure that we get it in the name of Jesus. And then you protect it so they will not be lost, stolen, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. And then that's when we give our tithe. And we thank you for the tithers today, Lord God. And we thank you for the givers, Lord God. Give and shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And we thank you for that, Lord God, that people will remember that they owe us money. And maybe not even owe us money, but that will be so on their heart that they'll just send money. Hallelujah. That's how that works. However God wants to do it, we are satisfied with it. And we thank you, Lord God. And then we stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11. It says you'll make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. And so we give you honor, we give you praise, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. As we get ready to go into the word today, I see all these wonderful number one keys pressed. Hallelujah. As we go into that, we want to celebrate birthdays. Glory to God. We have two birthdays that we are celebrating. Amen. So we are celebrating David Jr., David Gaither Jr. Actually, today is David Gaither Jr.'s birthday. Amen. And I'm trying to remember how old he is. I think he's like 42 this year. Something like 41 or 42 this year. Amen. And he may be listening on the phone with us when we were together in the chapel. He was our light guy. Amen. He makes sure all the lights were turned off. Amen. So we praise God for David Jr. We call him Little David. Amen. And we thank God for his life. In Jesus' name, we thank God that, and we are still expecting for him to speak. Glory to God. We're expecting great things through David Jr. Amen. The word call the world calls it autism. And we thank God that he is still and yet in the land of the living, and he's a blessing. We thank God for David Jr. And then his birthday is today. Minister Amber's birthday is this Saturday coming up. Amen. So, Minister Amber, I see you. I think I see you on the line with your number one key press, or you'll be saying something soon. And we just thank God for you as well. Beautiful woman of God. She has the heart of a preacher. Glory to God at this young age. And we thank God. You know, she has a preacher's heart. She has the heart of a servant. Hallelujah. And most of all, she has a heart for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so we just thank God. And Minister Amber gave me a word from the Lord when she was about 3 years old. And I thought about that this week, and I was sharing that word with someone who was going through. And the word was, she had a mama call me from California. I say this all the time. Call me from California to say that Minister Amber had a word for me. And the word was, Jesus in your heart, don't give up. Hallelujah. Jesus in your heart, don't give up. I'll never forget that word. Amen. So we just thank God for both of you, David Jr. and Minister Amber, and here's your birthday song. Hallelujah. Amen. Here is your birthday song. Thank you, Jesus. Happy birthday, David Jr. and Minister Amber. Amen. God bless you. Happy birthday. Amen. Now we're going to go into our tag team preaching. Hallelujah. Amen. Just a little bit of history behind tag team preaching. The East St. Louis Christian Center Church is over 30 years old, and way back when, I've been in ministry now for 30 years. And so way back when I was first in ministry, I would come from New Jersey to East St. Louis, and a bunch of us would come, and we would do tag team preaching. Amen. So everybody had an opportunity to bless the Lord. So we are carrying that on, and I'm so glad about it. Actually, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church has been a church that has helped people to go into ministry. And we have seen people minister. I mean, they may not be on great big platforms, but they're on God's platform. Hallelujah. And I'll say we too, because I'm a part of the birthing out from the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Amen. We were trained to do things according to the word of God, according to what God has told us to do. And money's not an object. Hallelujah, because he always takes care of us. Amen. So, tag team preaching. We're going to start with Pastor Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So, Pastor Mom's going to give us a scripture today. Amen. Hallelujah. Did you have anything in mind, Mom, Pastor Mom? We'll start off something for you.
You can start out something.
Okay. Amen. The Lord is my light.
This is my light.
The Lord is my light.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Whom
shall I fear?
The Lord.
The Lord is my.
Is the strength.
Is the strength of my life.
Yeah.
And who?
Of whom?
Of whom shall I
be afraid?
Be afraid.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Amen. Philippians 4:13. I can do
all things
through Christ
who strengthens me.
Amen. Let's say your favorite scripture.
Okay.
Amen. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust
in the Lord
with all
my heart.
And lean not
to my own understanding.
In all your ways.
In all my ways.
Acknowledge him. And he will. Direct
my path.
Amen. Now see, she done took this personally. she put mine is all of it. Amen. And that's what we should do.
Mm-hmm.
I trust in the Lord with all my heart. I lean not to my own understanding. In all my ways, I acknowledge him, and he shall direct my path. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And that's when the word becomes flesh and dwells among us. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Okay. We will start. First of all, let me check my messages. Oh, okay. Wow. I just read my messages. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The message I got was when I was praying over a headache, and I kept feeling it. Minister Amber was experiencing that, and that we declare and decree that she is healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I got two messages that said that prayer was for Minister Amber, and we thank God. We thank God for her complete and total healing. Now, I'm not perceiving that anymore, and I pray that you are not either. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I wanted to say something, too. The Lord just touched my heart this morning. Hallelujah. About Pastor Mom. Amen. And she's doing so well. Being able to even hear and repeat what is being said. And I don't know if I told you all last week, it's a miracle that she's hearing so well, because there was a time when she was not hearing well. Amen. And then that she can listen and repeat, you know, what is being said, that is a blessing. And I know other people are getting blessed by what God is doing here. And I want to say a lot of it is blessing Pastor Mom as well. Amen. Blessing her in different ways. So speaking of miracles, Pastor Mom, not only is her hearing has it gotten better, but also her smell. Her sense of smell has gotten better. I think I said this last week, how she was sleeping, and she could smell that I was cooking and could smell what it was. That was a miracle. Amen. And this week she continues to be able to smell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So maybe that was my part that I was going to say. Hallelujah. I know I have other parts to say. Okay, this is who we have with your number one key press. And so, Pastor Price, I'm going to do last because that's usually your request. If it's anything different than that, let me know. But we'll start with Minister Joy, going to Minister Amber, then to Minister Carrie, and to Minister Faye. So we have all of you, amen, anyone else, you know, please press your number one key, and, you know, you have your 5 minutes, so take your 5 minutes. If it's a testimony, say the testimony. I've gone through that before, so you do know that, so we're going to go on because we're quarter after now. Opening up the line now for Minister Joy. Welcome, Minister Joy. Can't hear you.
Welcome. Can you hear me?
I hear you now. Welcome, welcome.
Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, the message today is
I'm still here. The message today is
out of the heart.
Okay, out of the heart.
Yeah, out of the heart. And today's Bible reading comes from Matthew 15:12-20. Well, Matthew 15:10-20. Okay. It says a rescue mission named Operation Noah's Ark might sound fun for animal lovers, but it was a nightmare for the NASA Society of the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. After receiving complaints about noise and a horrible stench in the house, workers entered the Long Island home and found and later removed more than 400 animals from their neglected conditions. We may not be holding hundreds of animals in filthy conditions, but Jesus said we might be harboring evil or sinful thoughts and actions in our hearts that need to be exposed and removed. It says in Matthew 15:10-20 in the Message Bible, it says, Jesus then called the crowd together and said, listen, and take this to heart. It's not what you swallow that pollutes your life, but what comes up. Later, his disciples came and told him, did you know how upset the Pharisees were when they heard what you said? Jesus shrugged it off. Every tree that wasn't planted by my Father in heaven will be pulled up by its roots. Forget them. They are blind man leading the blind man. When a blind man leads a blind man, they both end up in a ditch. Peter said, I don't get it. Put it in plain language. So Jesus replied, you too. Are you being willfully stupid? Don't you know that anything that is swallowed works its way through the intestinal and is finally come out? But what comes out of the mouth gets its start in the heart. It's from the heart that stuff comes up, like evil, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, lies, and cussing. That was pollutant. Eating or not eating certain food, washing or not washing your hands, that's either here or there. So that was Matthew 15:10-20. Now it says God is teaching his disciples about what makes a person clean and unclean. So Jesus said it isn't dirty hands or whatever enters the mouth that defiles a person, but the evil heart in Matthew 15:17-19. The stench from our hearts will eventually leak out from our lives. Then Jesus gives an example for the evil thoughts and actions that come out of the heart. No amount of eternal religion, activities, and rituals can make them clean. We need God to transform our hearts. It is that great change which God works in the soul. When he brings it into life, when he raises it from the dead, of the sin to the life of the righteousness, it is the change which in the whole soul of God, when it is created anew in Jesus Christ, when it is renewed after the image of God in righteousness and true holiness, when the love of the world is changed into the love of God, when pride into humility, passion into meekness, hatred, envy, and malice into sincere and tender love for all mankind. It is that change whereby the earthly sensual devilish mind is turned into the mind which was in Christ. This is the nature of new birth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. We can practice Jesus inside and out by giving him access to the scrolls of our hearts and letting him remove what's causing the stench. As Christ uncovers what's coming from our hearts, he helps our words and actions be aligned with his desires, and the aroma from our lives will please him. And then he says, I have this prayer. It says, loving God, transform my heart and create a clean heart in me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Joy. Thank you, Lord. Out of the heart. Hallelujah. Amen. That is so good. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. And when you start talking about all those animals neglected and how stinky it was, oh, my goodness. I'm sure you smell one animal that has been neglected, and that's a stench right there. But all those animals that were there, Lord have mercy. And then, you know, we look at our hearts, and that prayer that you prayed at the end, that's a prayer that I pray often. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I recall that there were the time many years ago when I used to curse. I prayed that those words would not come out of my mouth, but first they had to not be in my heart, you know, as a part of my vocabulary, so to speak. And he took it out. Amen. And a way that I knew it was out was in the middle of the night, I stubbed my toe, and no cuss word came out. And I said, glory, hallelujah. So God has a wonderful way of getting that out of our heart, and only he can do it. Amen. Only he can do it and take it completely out. Thank you so much, Minister Joy. Praise God for you. Amen. And I thank you that obedience is better than sacrifice. So I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Amen. Minister Amber, opening up the line for you.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for the birthday shout-out and for the prayers. My message for today focuses on the chapter of Psalms 91, and I'm going to go through the promises that are within Psalms 91, and then towards the end, I'm going to read the full thing quickly. And then I'm going to say a prayer. In the first verse of Psalms 91, 1, it says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. But even in times when we may not feel it or when we go through tough times, we must always know that God's protection is real. And he won't ever forget us, and he never ignores us, because we belong to him. And his love is too great to ever leave us on our own. And so I'm going to repeat that verse one more time. In the numbers of 91:1, if you combine those numbers, it says 911. And that's a coincidence, because when we call, when people call 911, it's because they need a call for help. So as we go to God's word, especially in this scripture, if we're calling on for his help, to hear his words to help us and his encouragement. So it's so important that we go to his word and know that God is the place of refuge that we can run to. He is our safe place. The word dwell used in this verse actually means to take up permanent residence in. He reminds us to stay in his presence, for it's a permanent place of living. His word says if we do that, then we will rest in the very shadow of the Almighty. Shadows, by definition, are a place of protection, our covering. They provide relief from the direct heat of the sun, even no matter how severe it might be. So, as God as our shadow is the Almighty, he protects us from any severe things that we are going through. And this scripture as well is a reminder for us that no matter what we go through, we never have to walk it alone. And within Psalm 91, it is filled with the goodness and the power of God. And it is filled with great reminders that he faithfully works on our behalf and for all of us who love him. And throughout this verse, even though there's more promises, I have picked out 8 different promises of the promises of God within this scripture. Before I get to those, it says in Psalms 91:14-16, he promises that because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. I love that so much. So the first promise within Psalms 91 is, I will rescue him, which means to deliver and cause to escape. The second one is, I will protect him, set him on a high place. The third is, I will answer him, which is to respond to and to speak to. The fourth is, I will be with him in trouble, in afflictions, and in distress. You must know God is always with us. The fifth is, I will deliver him. God rescues us and brings us into safety. And the next one is in honor him, which God makes us rich and strong and heavy with honor. The seventh is, with long life will I satisfy him. God will satisfy us with long life to have an abundance in the journey. And the eighth is, and show him my salvation. And we will see God's great deliverance, and he will give us the victory. There is great blessings that come to us as we seek after God and choose to walk in his ways. In the midst of whatever we're going through, even things people don't even know that we're going through, we must know within the scripture that these are God's reminders that his word is sure and strong and true, assuring us that in all we go through in this journey, we are never alone. And he will cause us to rise above all that we are going through. And he never said that we won't face these hard times, but he is our protection. We dwell in him so we have peace. He is helping us no matter what. We must never doubt that God is with us, because God works on our behalf because we love him and honor his name. He is so very good to us. And so we must know that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So before I get to my prayer for each of you today, in the Amplified, I have Psalms 91, and I'm just going to read it really quickly to you all. It says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, on him I lean and rely, and in him I confidently trust. For then he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Then he will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings shall you trust and find refuge. His truth and his faithfulness are a shield and a buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror of the night, nor the arrow, the evil plots that slanders of the wicked that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the destruction and that comes by surprise and lay waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only a spectator shall you be, yourself inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High God, as you witness the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your refuge, in the Most High your dwelling place, there shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your tent. For he will give his angel a special charge over you, to accompany and defend and preserve you in all your ways of obedience and service. They shall bear you up on their hands, lest you dash a foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the serpent shall you trample underfoot, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he knows and understands my name and has a personal knowledge of my mercy, love, and kindness, and trusts and relies on me, knowing I will never forsake him, no, never. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. I just love that so much. I especially love that was in the AMPC, the Amplified, and I just really love that. So I'm going to say a special prayer for each and every one of you today. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray Psalms 91 over everyone who was on the line today who were listening to me.
Father, I thank you for your presence. Thank you that you go before us and cover us before my heart. Thank you that you are in our midst and our future is secure in the place you are prepared for. Father, we thank you for your great words that bring such hope and comfort. And we thank you and want to give you great strength.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Minister Amber. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for that. It was such a good word. Now, at the end, I don't know if it was my phone or what, but the prayer that you prayed at the end, I could not hear it that much. Your line is still open. Pray that prayer again. Something happened.
Okay. The prayer is, Dear Heavenly Father, I pray Psalms 91 over every single person who is on the line today and who will listen in the future. Father God, thank you for your presence with us. I thank you that you go before us and cover us throughout wherever we go through in life. I thank you that you are in our midst and that our future is secure in the place you are preparing for us. Father God, we thank you for your words that bring us such hope and comfort. And thank you for reminding us of your great strength. And we will see your great glory and your blessings every single day as we continue to seek you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I heard it loud and clear this time. And mostly, well, I know God heard it the first time. So thank you. Thank you. And I was just so blessed by Psalm 91, one of my favorite psalms. Hallelujah. I remember when... I heard someone say that this is the Christian insurance policy. And I always remembered that. And, you know, as you went through the eight promises that are there, it does. It sounds like a wonderful insurance and a blessed assurance policy. Hallelujah. And like that part where you said 911. Psalm 91 and verse 1, a call for help. Hallelujah. That was beautiful. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. We just praise the Lord for you. You can always get something. You know, the word is so alive. You can know Psalm 91 backwards and forwards, and still God will tell you something new on Psalm 91. And you know, bless our hearts with that blessed assurance again of who he is in our life. So thank you so much, Minister Amber, for sharing.
Amen. Okay, Minister Carrie. Hallelujah. After Minister Carrie, we have Minister Faye, and that's the only number one keys that I see pressed. If your number one key is pressed, text me, because all I see is Minister Carrie and Minister Faye after this. Oh, of course, Pastor Price. We have Pastor Price after Minister Faye. Okay, Minister Carrie.
I want to say good morning to everyone, and everything has been so beautiful this morning. Thank you. I'm going to share staying youthful and fruitful all the days of our lives, and it's going to come
now.
Out of 12 and 15. And I'm just going to read 12 through 15, if you don't mind.
Go right
to start
ahead.
With, it says, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They should still bear fruit in old age. They should be fresh and flourishing. To declare the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. And then as I read that, let me slow down. As I was reading that and just really studying that one day, it said, keep learning. You are to stay healthy and restful. The word of God, as we read the word of God, keep loving, love one another, keep laughing, be joyful, leaving all your cares of tightness and past anxieties behind. In 1 Peter 5, it said, cast all of our cares, all of our anxieties upon the Lord. He loves us, and he says, lay them all down. Then keep dreaming is another way. We can be youthful at any age if you still plan for tomorrow. Keep looking your best. Keep laboring. Keep leaning on the Lord and not on your own understanding. Rely upon the Lord. In Psalms 37, verse 1, it says, do not fret because of evildoers, nor do not be anxious. Do not be envious. And the verse 7 and 8, it says, rest in the Lord. Wait patiently upon him. Do not fret because of other things. And verse 8 says, cease from being angry, fake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes you harm. And one of the ways it says, read the Bible, read his instructions. Listen to what you're reading. Apply what he says. And see how he's given us life. And that's what I wanted to share today. So I just thank the Lord. We thank the Lord for his word. He's given us in order to stay fruitful and youthful all the days of our lives.
Amen. Amen. When you staying youthful and fruitful, I felt like, well, there was an old commercial years ago by this company called E.F. Hutton, and they were financial advisors. And whenever E.F. Hutton was going to say something, everybody was quiet and was listening real hard because they wanted to hear that financial advice. So when you said staying youthful and fruitful, it was like I could just see people's ears perk up. Ooh, I want to hear that. Hallelujah. And that's a blessing. You know, even in the Word of God, we can know how to stay youthful and fruitful. Hallelujah. And bearing, love that, flourishing as a palm tree. And bearing fruit in old age. Hallelujah. And I just really like, you know, the thing, keep learning, keep laughing, keep dreaming. Amen. Hallelujah. And he wants us to be youthful. There's a lot of cosmetics out there today that will help people to look youthful, but a cosmetic can't make you be fruitful. So glory to God. So as we're in the Word of God, hallelujah, that's how we can be fruitful even in old age. And, you know, I see the people who are in my building. Right now we're living in a senior apartment building. And, you know, we see people at an old age and still being fruitful. I remember one who just not too long ago went home to be with the Lord. She was in her late 90s, and she was still helping people do things. You know, if you ever need help, you know, putting together a repast or help, like even with mom's 90th birthday, there were ones down there that wanted to help serve. So, and that's being fruitful in old age. So thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Carey. Bless you. Bless you. Amen. Thank you for sharing. Okay, let's go to Minister Faye. Hallelujah. Welcome, Minister Faye.
Thank you. Mine is, it seems right to me. There is a way that seemeth right to a man, but the way thereof is the way of death. Everyone has problems. There are times when we all have to make tough decisions. In an effort to make the best choice, we sometimes talk to our friends, family, or others. We even sometimes neglect to talk about the problem with the most important person of all, which is the Lord. It is not wrong to talk to others, but you never want to omit the Lord in your decision-making process. You can be angry or whatever reason you will do things you have not carefully thought through. As a result, you will sometimes have a mess on your hands. What we sometimes forget is that the Lord knows everything about us, every ache, pain, problem, and what's more, he has the solution for every problem. I would have killed someone had I not listened to him. He is constantly saying, come and let us reason together. Today we have families with a mother and father. We have others that have two parents or two fathers, still others that are blended. The Bible speaks of a generation that whatever they decided to do in their sight is right. I think it is called doing your own thing. There remains a mighty God who sits high and looks low, who sees all and is the righteous judge. Leviticus 18:2. Speak of the children of Israel and say to them, I am the Lord your God. Leviticus 20:18. If a man lies with a male or he lies with a woman, both of them have committed abomination. There shall surely be put to death. He says, you know, people, and I hadn't planned on throwing this in here, but I'm going to throw abortion in there, because people think this is my body, so I can do what I want with my body. But the Lord says, behold, all souls are mine, but the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And that's Ezekiel 18:4-20. Then if you want to know more, 1 Corinthians says, ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We belong to him. We don't belong to ourselves. So we can't say what should happen altogether to that child. And John 5:39, we don't want to think about this because it may seem ugly to us, But admittedly so, there may be a lot of Christian people that believe in abortion. It says, John 5:39 says, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have life, and these are they which testify of me. So another important scripture tells us to bring, when thoughts come into our mind, to bring things unto subjection to his will, and cast down every imagination that that brings itself against the word of God. So we just need to, as you've mentioned before so many times, get in his word and read, get in his word and study. But before we make certain decisions, is this what the Lord would have me to do? What does the word have to say about it? That's it. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Minister Faye. And the topic was, it's right to me. And
it seems right to me. Yeah. What you think may seem right to you, but it might not be right according to what the Bible has to say about it.
Yes. Yes. Amen. And I think about this old song came to mind. And the name of the song was "I Did It My Way,"
mm-hmm.
And you can't we can't just do it our way, you know what seems right to us. It has to be rooted in things of God. That has to be the foundation of whatever we do, is in the Word of God. And thank you. For saying
I should have told you this. I had had a fight with my husband. I sat at a table contemplating murder, very strongly contemplating murder. I sat there while he was asleep. I said, I can't hit him once. I'll have to hit him twice. I'll have to kill him because he'll turn on me and he'll kill me. And the Lord started talking to me.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that was salvation to me. He started talking to me.
Hallelujah.
So you were not raised that way. I have a better solution. Try it my
Thank
way.
You. Amen. Yeah. And I know he had a better solution than that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because
yeah.
we wouldn't be talking to you right now.
Nope.
If that solution had gone on, if you had did it your way, or what seemed right to you at that moment. And so I just thank and praise God. Yeah, I was a friend of mine said, you know, this is a while back, she said she could see herself hitting her husband over the head with a skillet, a cast iron skillet. And but God. Hallelujah. And she has bloomed and blossomed into an awesome woman of God after that. And I say the same for you, too. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Thank God that he constrains us from doing what seems right to us, that we don't do it our way. Hallelujah. And I think of someone said once, Lord, don't leave me to myself.
Mm-mm.
Hallelujah. And I thank God that he does not leave us to ourselves. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Faye, and thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. So Sister Debbie, glory to God. Good to see you with your number one key press. Welcome, Sister Debbie.
Yes. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon. I hear you well.
Can you hear me? Well, mine
yes,
is,
ma'am.
The theme of mine is be on ready or be on guard. And I'm reading in the New Living Translation from Ephesians chapter 6, and I'm starting at verse 10. And it says, the final word, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against powers in the dark, in this dark world, against evil spirits and the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then thereafter, the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground. Put on the belt of truth and the body of armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from God, from the good news, so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith, the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times. And on every occasion, stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for believers everywhere. And I chose that because, like you would always say, be on ready. And I said, be on guard, because the devil is always, he tried to tempt Jesus three times. But Jesus was on ready. He was on guard and told him no. That you, certain things you can't do, you know, like he said, turn these stones into bread. And he said, no, it comes from every living from the Lord's mouth. I'm not saying it right. But Jesus was already, he was ready and on guard against Satan. And I say that because he come in different ways through anything. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you use your kids and anything. So that's mine. I just say be on ready.
Amen. Well, thank you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. I like that. Hallelujah. Jesus was on ready. Jesus was on guard. Amen. Against the wiles of the enemy. Thank you. Thank you so much. That was good.
You're welcome.
Sister Debbie. Now, how is David? How's little David on his birthday?
He's doing good. Sitting right here listening.
Okay.
He's good.
So how old is he today?
He's 41.
Okay. All right, 41 today. Amen.
Yes.
All right. Hi, David Jr.
All right.
I just want to say hi to him so he can hear.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Love you all.
All right. Love y'all too.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
I'm gonna go back
Bye-bye.
On
me. Okay. Praise God. Pastor Price. Opening up your line now. Welcome, and thank you for your patience.
Glory to God. God bless you all today, and God bless you, Apostle, and Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. God bless you this day, Mom. Love you, Mom, and I thank God for you. Glory to God. I want to thank God for this Clergy Appreciation Month, all the month of this in October. And next Sunday, of course, is the Pastor's Appreciation Month. I mean Sunday, but the whole month is Clergy Appreciation Month. The scripture that I want to share with you today is Ephesians 4 and verse 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, of Jesus Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ,
that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. I want to thank God today that I want to come with a quick testimony. I want to honor and to salute and give much thanks for Pastor Mom, Pastor Willie B. McCoy, the pastor of East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And also, I want to honor and salute and give much thanks for Apostle Barbara Kizzy, who is our apostle, and I want to thank God for their many years of service in ministry at East St. Louis Christian Center Church, the 32nd year of East St. Louis Christian Center Church. During this month, I don't know Apostle would pray about it. I can't give the whole testimony on today because I only have 5 minutes, but I want to give a little increment of it today. And if you'll allow me during this month to just give a little bit of the testimonies of some of the things that led up to the establishing of East St. Louis Christian Center Church. I want to begin to start at the beginning. I want to share today about the Amen. Thank you. I want to share about the supernatural beginnings of East St. Louis Christian Center Church. In 1989, the Lord began to stir in my heart about coming to the St. Louis area, in particular to the East St. Louis area to begin a church. Little did I know later on, and I'm going to fast forward, was that somebody had prayed that I would come to East St. Louis and establish a church, and God even supernaturally allowed that to be able to be revealed. I'll tell that in another time. But right now, so in 1989, the Lord began to stir in me about coming to the St. Louis area, in particular to East St. Louis, to begin a church. I greatly pondered about coming. It was just all in my spirit. I was just greatly pondering about it because our church in Los Angeles was still young. We had just moved into a new facility. And here I was, hearing to begin a church in East St. Louis Christian Center. I mean, East St. Louis. I didn't tell anyone, not anybody, absolutely nobody, what God had laid upon my heart to be able to do, not even my husband Joe. But one day, my husband Joe came home from work and said that one of his friends at work said that I was getting ready to go out of town for 3 months. He said, your wife is getting ready to leave and go out of town for 3 months. This really shook me up because the Lord had said to me that I was to go for 3 months in the beginning of 1990 to begin a church. And I was saying, how could this man know this? I told Joe what God was leading me to do. I shared it with our congregation, Los Angeles, and our board. My daughter Joy was in preschool at the time in Los Angeles. I wondered, how could this work out? The day that I was preparing to leave for St. Louis, I was shopping in the grocery store, and a lady that I had never met and did not know came up to me and talked with me and began to prophesy to me. She said that if I would fast until 3 p.m. for the next 3 days, that God would give me a seventh-day miracle. I've never heard anybody fasting in that manner or getting a result. My husband and I, we were getting ready to drive across country, and I wondered, how can I fast without my husband knowing on the road? Having my husband pronounce to me before we got on the road, he said that we were not going to eat until 3 o'clock each day, and that because he said it would make us be able to be more alert as we drive, and that we would feed Joy along the way because she was a little girl, but we ourselves would not eat until 3 p.m. So God solved that. And after arriving in St. Louis on the seventh day after arriving there, a very prestigious school that we applied for in St. Louis for Joy called and said that she was accepted for that school. Glory to God. It was then that she began to attend school both in Los Angeles and in St. Louis. That was the most amazing, wonderful thing that happened. And what also happened was that the curriculum of both schools were identical. We would be 3 months in Los Angeles and 3 months in St. Louis, and she graduated from both schools without missing a beat. Then the church also began after we had held, just a few more seconds now, the church also began after we had held a special week revival in East St. Louis. The first members of the church were my daughter, Joanne, my mom, who said that she would leave her church and come and help in the new ministry. Minister Janet Dukes and her daughters, Tamiko, Carmel, and Michelle, were also the founding members. We held the first service in my mom's living room. It was only for that first service because God led us to call the city and ask if we could use the glass room in the Clyde C. Jordan Senior Citizens Building. The man that I talked to asked me, when I asked him how could we use the glass room and how much would it cost, the man said to me, he said, is $25 a week too much? I was shocked because we were paying much more than that in Los Angeles for the building we had. And I said, oh, no, not at all. That's not a lot. $25 a week. That was truly a miracle of the Lord. And we were in that beautiful glass room for a few years. Glory to God. When Mom, Joy, and I were driving for the first service in that glass room, that facility, my mom asked me to stop by the church. And this is the last part. Asked me to stop by the church that she was living, that she was leaving, the Greater New Hope Baptist Church, so that she could drop off her tithes and offerings for the last time. Her former pastor, Pastor Crockett, talked about that event for many years because he said he had never seen anyone leave a church and bring their tithes and offerings when they left. So that's just part A. I just wanted to share because God was stirring in me. He said, go back and look at the history of all. And we are not even to the part where you came, Apostle Kizzy, and all the things. There's so many things that God did when the church was turned over to Mom. So I'm going to stop right there. But I just wanted to be able to share about the beginnings of East St. Louis Christian Center, which is 32 years old this year. And God bless you. Thank God. Apostle, I turn it back over to you. And again, thank you. I thank God for you, Pastor Mom, for you, Apostle. I honor each one of you and thank God for you and every minister in their respective places in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn it over now to you, Apostle.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for that. That was just beautiful. Amen. So it did bring back memories. Amen. And some of them, I knew it, but I didn't, it wasn't like so connected with the beginnings of East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And I think most people online know that Pastor Price is our founding pastor. And if you didn't know, you know now. So, amen. So 32 years ago, this is what the Lord had given to Pastor Price. Amen. And I didn't jump into ministry here until, I think it's been 13 years now since I've been here. And Pastor Mom was here. As she became a pastor after that, and I'm sure I'm going to leave that to you, Pastor Price, this month, and we will leave space for you, you know, every Sunday to talk about it as we're going through our clergy appreciation. Amen. The Lord is like, we need to say clergy appreciation. Amen, because we have some beautiful clergy here who have been doing great and awesome things by the Spirit of the Lord, and that there is more to there's more to know than we know right now, and we want some things to be revealed and made known about what God is doing in the ministry in your life. Amen. You may not be ministering out of a pulpit somewhere. You may not have a title in front of your name or alphabet soup behind your name, but whatever, we know that whatever we do for the Lord, that's going to last. Hallelujah. That's going to last forever and forever. So we just thank God for all that he's done today, all that he said through everyone today. We started with Pastor Mom with Psalm 27, Philippians 4:13, and Proverbs 3:5-6 that she absolutely takes personally. We say it's her favorite scripture, And when she reads it for her. Amen. And we can all do the same thing for ourselves. Minister Joy brought a word today out of the out of the heart. Hallelujah. And that, that was such a blessing, out of the heart. Amen. And basically, I'll say it my way, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. Amen. And then Minister Amber, Psalm 91, she took us beautifully through Psalm 91 with 8 promises from the Lord. Amen. Minister Fay, the title was It Seems Right to Me. Amen. And I added to her title, I Did It My Way. But the Lord doesn't want us to do it like that. He wants us to do it his way in the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, did I miss Minister Carrie? Did I walk? Go right past her. Yeah, I did. I skipped a page. Minister Carrie, staying youthful even in old age, staying youthful and fruitful in old age. And we, of course, we listen very carefully to that because we're having more and more birthdays. Amen. And then Minister Carrie, it looks right to me. And as I said, I added, I did it my way. But we don't want to do it our way. We want to do it God's way. Sister Debbie, be on guard. Hallelujah. Be on guard. Be on ready. Amen. Amen. And then Pastor Price, unity of the spirit. Amen. And she was talking about the East St. Louis Christian Center Church being 32 years old and honoring Pastor Mom and myself. And we say right back at you, and we honor her. Praise God. I mean, who knew but God? Who knew but God that 32 years later, you know, a lot of us didn't even know each other 32 years ago. And we're meeting here on the East St. Louis Christian Center Church that's online. Hallelujah. God knew exactly what we would be doing right now. Amen. For his glory, honor, and praise. And we thank each and every one of you for being a part in your own way with the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. So God bless you all. As we get ready to close today, of course, we want to give people an opportunity to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen, amen. And then, in order to be saved, the Lord made it nice and easy. Amen, because he knew how we were. Amen. So pray this prayer after me, and you will, and say it with all your heart, and you will receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I believe.
You died for me.
And God raised you.
And God raised you.
From the dead. Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Forgive me.
Of
all my sins. Show me your ways. And help me to follow you. And now I know. According to the Bible. I'm saved. I'm born again. And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, we pray over you now that you are filled to overflowing with God's Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right, power to think right. Hallelujah. Power to read the word of God and understand it because Jesus is right there with you. And then power to pray in your prayer language. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. and the Lord is giving you a prayer language, your very own, and that you shall pray in that prayer language. In Jesus' name, amen. And we also invite you right now to, first of all, we want to thank God that you are a part of the body of Christ. You are the church. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for you. You are a Christian. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You belong to Christ. Amen. And then we want to invite you to go to a church, a Bible-believing church. Could be right there in the neighborhood where you are right now. And learn and grow in the things of God. You may also learn and grow through the Get 'Em Radio, the God in the Midst Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. We meet here every Sunday. And all of our broadcasts, you can get to us by calling 516-418-5699. Now, we meet here every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, your apostolic pastor. Amen. So meet here every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Next Sunday, Lord willing, Pastor Mom will bring the word next Sunday. Amen. Then on Monday, we have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. That is our Bible teaching series. Dr. Lorraine Navarro is out of Ohio, and she teaches us every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. She digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God. On Tuesdays, that's our prayer day, Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And we have four people to volunteer to pray in tongues. And then about 15 minutes at a time, and then we have interpretation of tongues. And it is no less than awesome. Hallelujah. The second Wednesday, praying in tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. You call the same number. Wednesday, second Wednesday of the month, it'll be here before we know it. And that's on Wednesday, October the 12th. That's our healing service, and we call it a prophetic healing. We call it prophetic healing. Over the past 2 months, 20 healings have happened. So God is healing. Hallelujah. He's healing on this line. So mark your calendar. Tell your friends and family about it. Set your cell phone alarm and meet us here Wednesday, October 12th. 8 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursdays, we have our God in the Midst Thursday night edition, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Now, this month, we have a very interesting man on the broadcast. He has been an arborist. An arborist is a person who cuts down trees. So he's been doing that for over 40 years. He's also an artist, and he has this artwork. If you're in St. Louis and maybe other parts of the country and the world, you may have seen Merford, M-E-R-F-E-R-D. You can look that up online. M-E-R, M as in Mary, E-R-F-E-R-D, Merford and Tree Tunes. So he's an artist, and if you've been in St. Louis and you've driven down Route 70 or some of the other highways here, you may see a bulletin board that has Merford on it, and Merford may be saying, slow down, or something like that. So he's going to be with us. Oh, and also, he's a missionary to Pakistan. And he prayed with someone in Pakistan who had never heard from Bert, and their hearing was opened and released. Hallelujah. So, it, and his name is, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, Mr. Berwick, or Brother Berwick, hallelujah. So we'll have, his name is Winford Philip Berwick. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, God. The memory of the just is blessed. So he'll be with us all of Thursday, and he's a funny guy. So it'll be really wonderful to talk to him and hear what God is doing with his tree cutting, his artwork, and his mission. So that's on Thursdays, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. Praise God. So once again, it's good having you all here. And remember, starting next Sunday, well, Pastor Price started for us. Thank you, Pastor Price. We're honoring ministry gifts. Hallelujah. And this month is Clergy Appreciation Month. So whatever you're doing for God, we want to hear a little bit about it. So prepare yourself for that. And then prepare yourself to honor others as well. Amen and amen. So if there's anyone, I think mostly everyone has said something that was on the line. I don't want to go too fast here. So I'm going to open up all the lines. Few moments. Press your number one. I mean, turn on your mute. Amen. If you're doing something else, put your mute on your phone so that we can't hear what's going on in the background. But if anybody wants to say anything, this is your time. This is your time to say something now. And we're just going to hold
bless
a
you,
few
Apostle.
Moments. Yes, Pastor.
Can
hallelujah.
You hear me? Yeah, God bless
I hear you.
You. Thank God for you. Yes, I want to thank God for the service today, for all of the wonderful messages today. Every one of the messages really, really blessed my heart. I want to thank God.
Yes.
I want to thank God for the pro to ponder for October of being hope, and thank God for this Clergy Appreciation Month. And I thank God for each and every one online. God bless you.
Amen.
Going
thank
back
you,
on.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Let's jump right in. Well, all right then. Hallelujah. Pray everybody's having a beautiful, beautiful Sunday. It is beautiful here in St. Louis. It's a bright, shiny day. I think we're probably in the 70s somewhere. Hopefully we made it up to 70. But I think that's where we are today. But it's just so beautiful, not a cloud in the sky. So praying that all of you will have a beautiful day. We're going to have Pastor Mom to give any closing remarks that she has, and then we're going to close out. She's going to close us out in prayer.
Yeah, it was a good service this week, and I enjoyed it.
Amen, Pastor Morrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, close us out in prayer.
May we watch.
May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch between me and thee while we have someone from one another. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Love you all.